Boker Tov, good morning. Today's daf is daf Yud-Tet, daf 19. Today we are left off on daf Yud-Chet, Amud Bet 18b, on the middle of the page. The Gemara begins, Tashema, come and listen. Ein mochra lekrovim, mishum Rabbi Elezer amru mochra lekrovim. Machloket, are you allowed to sell her, sell this amaha ivriya? Are you allowed to sell her to relatives or not? So the first Tana says no, the second Tana says yes, because she's not allowed to marry them. Because they're asurat to her, so therefore she cannot be sold to them. V'shavin shemochra almana lekohen gadol gerusha v'chalutza lekohen ediot. But they agree that you're allowed to sell a widow to a kohen gadol, or gerusha, a divorcee, or chalutza lekohen ediot, a regular kohen. So the Gemara says, "Hai almana hechidame. How is this woman a widow? What's her deal?" So the Gemara says, "Ilemed kadish nafshah. Maybe she did kiddushin for herself. So the Gemara says, Almana Karila, do we call a young girl, a ketana, who does kiddushin for herself, do we call her an almana? No, she can't do kiddushin for herself as a child. Ve'ela, must be the kacha avia. It must be her father did kiddushin for her. Mi matzi mizavina? So hold on, if he did kiddushin for her, is he able to sell her now? Vaha in adam mocheret bito l'shichud acharishut? A person is not allowed to sell his daughter for a slavery or going to as a maid servant after he sold her as to marriage. So the Gemara says, "V'amar Rav Amram, Amar Rav Yitzchak, hacha b'kiddushei ya'ud, v'aliva d'Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Yehuda." Over here, it is saying that we are talking about a case where it's called kiddushei ya'ud, that the man who acquired her as a slave, as a maid servant, is now deciding that, okay, you still owe me this amount of time worth this money. I'm doing kiddushin called ya'ud with you as my maid servant. How do we know? Da'amar ma'ot harishonot lav l'kiddushin itnu. This is following the opinion of Rabbi Yossi and Rabbi Yehuda, who says that the money that was given at first was not given for kiddushin. And so therefore, only now that he's doing yi'ud with her, does that make it kiddushin. So the Gemara now gets to its point. This is what we were discussing yesterday. Ve'i amar nisuin osa. If you say that yi'ud does nisuin, full-fledged marriage, kivan she nisat shuv en la'aviyah reshutba. Once she gets married, once she does the yehud, the father has no jurisdiction over her. So how can you say over here he has some jurisdiction over her? He has no touching her once she does the yehud, if we consider it full-fledged marriage. Ve'ela ma'i, so what are we going to say? Erusin ose, it must be that yehud is only doing engagement, it's only erusin. The Gemara says, v'shavin she mochra. They said that they agree you can sell when it's almanat, kohen gadol, or something like that. So the Gemara says, "Ha in adam mocheret bitol l'shichud acharishut." Hold on, we said you're not allowed to sell your daughter as a maidservant after selling her for marriage. How can you do this? So the Gemara says, "Ela ma'id lachamimar." What are you going to say? It must be shane erusin dida me erusin de avia. It must be there's a difference between she accepts herself the erusin versus if her father accepts the erusin on her behalf. All right, let's look at Rashi. Shani erusin dida, the kevan dehu lo kiddusha yachol amochra. Since he was not the one who did kiddushin for her, she did it herself. So then he's allowed to sell her afterwards. We only said you're not allowed when he accepts kiddushin on her behalf. So the Gemara says, hold on, why do you say talking about kiddushin and there's a difference between her accepting kiddushin or him accepting kiddushin? So the Gemara says, hi, Mai. What is this explanation you gave? Bishlama erusin me erusin shane. It makes sense that okay, engagement from engagement is different. But ella nisuin mi nisuin mishane. But do we say? Sorry, did I skip a line?
No.
Sorry, yeah, I did. Afilu teima nisuino se. No, the Gemara says no. Hold on, third to last line. Even if you want to say it, really Yehud does nisuin. Okay, so how can you have any jurisdiction over her? The Gemara says shani nisuin dida mi nisuin davia. The difference would be of nisuin, her accepting full fledged marriage versus her father accepting the full fledged marriage for her. So the Gemara says, "Hi, Mai. What's this explanation? Bishlama erusin me erusin shane. It makes sense that her accepting and him accepting kiddushin is different. Ela minisuin mishane. But her accepting marriage or him accepting the full fledged marriage, is there any difference? Meaning, since nisuin is deoraita, she's completely once she does nisuin, she's completely out of his jurisdiction. So how can you possibly say that over here Yehud does nisuin?" So the Gemara now says, "Ule Rav Nachman bar Yitzchak de'amar afilu Rabbi Yossi b'Rabbi Yehuda." Now, according to Rav Nachman, who said that even according to Rabbi Yossi, ma'ot arishonot lekiddushin nitnu, that the initial money was given for kiddushin, So, b'may mokim lav, what are you going to establish it? How do you explain our beraita over here? If you say that original money was given for kiddushin, we were saying that it was saying like it wasn't given for kiddushin, and that's how you made sense of it. That afterwards he says, "I'm doing yi'ud." But if you say that initial money was given for kiddushin, how do you explain it? So mokim like Rabbi Eliezer, he explains like Rabbi Eliezer. The amar l'shivchut achar shivchut, who de lo matzim mezavina, only as a maidservant. After giving her away as a maidservant, the father is not allowed to do. Ah, aval l'shivchut achar ishud matzim mezavina. But according to Rabbi Eliezer, to sell her as a maidservant after she was given away by the father for marriage, that is allowed. And that's how it would be okay to be able to do that here. It was given for kiddushin first, and now it was given away as a maidservant. Reish Lakish asks, Mao shiya'ed adam livno katan. What about, there's a girsa over here, girsa changes to shiya'ed. That's the tefus over here of the Rishonim. So he says, what is the deen maybe by, are you allowed to give away the maidservant that you have by yi'ud for marriage to your son? Is that allowed if he's a child? So the Gemara says, let's see. Beno amar chana, it says his son, beno koldu, any age. Odilma beno dumiyadide. No, the son has to be like you. Mahu gadol af beno gadol. Just like you're an adult, so to your son has to be an adult. Amar bizera, tashuma, come and listen. The pasuk says, let's read the pasuk. Ish asherin afet eshet ish. He commits adultery with another man's wife. Asherin afet eshet reu mot yumat hanoef hanoafet. They both are put to death. So the Gemara says, ish, man, prat lekatan. That's including a child. Asherin afet eshet ish commits adultery with another man's wife. Prat le eshet katan, coming to exclude a child's wife. That would not be adultery. So the Gemara says, via mart miyaed. If you say that you can do yi'ud for your young son, for your child, imken matzino ishut katan. Then we find the case where there's marriage for a child. We just said there's no adultery for a wife of a child. This child can't do kiddushin. Now you're saying there is a case for yi'ud for a child. So the Gemara says, ve'ele, it must be ve'ele mai eno miyaed. It must be that you cannot do yi'ud for your child. The Gemara says, hold on. Amai kame ma'ed lekra. Then why does the pasuk exclude it? If you're saying you can't do yi'ud for a young katan child, then you don't need the pasuk to exclude any type of marriage of a child. So the Gemara says, it must be tifshot mina demi'ayed. No, it must be you derive from here that you actually can do yi'ud for your young katan child. The Gemara says, Amar Avashi, hacha b'yavam ben tesha shanim v'yom echad. Over here we're talking about a yavam, a brother-in-law, who the brother died. Sorry, yeah, the brother-in-law, who his brother died without children. He's 9 years old in one day. Habal yivimto askinan, who goes and sleeps with the sister-in-law now. With the person, the woman who is zekukave omedet, she is bound to him. Demideoraita chazile, according to Torah law, she is fit to him. Maudatema, I would have thought, kevan demideoraita chazile, ubi'ato bi'a, since, according to the Torah, she's fit to him. And his relations is considered relations. Now that he slept with her, if someone else wasn't sleeps with her, they would be liable for adultery for sleeping with another man's wife. That's what I would have thought. That's why the Gemara comes to teach us that that's not the case. That's not true, and that would not be it would not be considered adultery. So the Gemara then says, "But my havi Allah, what's the deen at the end of the day?" So the Gemara says, "Tashma, come and listen. Amar bi aibu, amar bi anai, ein yiud ela begadol." Ain yud el midat. Oh, yud is only for an adult. Yud is only with consent. So the Gemara says two things. Tarte, how are we teaching these two things? Matam kamar. No, it meant what is the reason? Matam ain yud el begadol. What's the reason that yud can only be done with an adult? The fish ain yud el midat, because yud can only be done with knowledge, with consent, and therefore you need an adult to be able to give consent. So the Gemara says, hold on. Vi bayt ema. Maybe we can say a different answer. My midat, what does it mean? From knowledge, midat dida, from her knowledge, from her consent. She has to be of giving consent and know to be able to be okay with that yi'ud, the maidservant. So the Gemara says, detane, it's a girsa over here, I think it's Aibu. I believe it's not Abaye. Abaye is his parents.
Avimi.
Let's see. That's what I've seen. Avimi. Detane, Avimi, bereder bi'abau. Okay, he says, asher lo ye'ada, it says, asher lo ya'ada, so they make a derasha, that means that you need to let her know. She needs to be of consent in order for that yi'ud to work. He taught it and he said, b'kiddushei yi'ud, it's talking about kiddushei yi'ud, v'alivet Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Yudan, it's going according to Rabbi Yosef, d'amar ma'ot harishonon lav l'kiddushin itnu, that the initial money that was given is not for kiddushin. There's another opinion that says it is for kiddushin. It must be it's not, because they're doing kiddushin now. Rav Nachman bar Yitzchak amar afilu teima lekiddushin. No, he says no. Even if you want to say it was given for kiddushin, shane achad amar rachmana yi'ada. Over here is different. Why would you need to tell the lady, the woman, about the yi'ud that's being done? She has to be of consent. Because Basuk says Ye'ada, and it's like Yadea. You have to be letting her know, Lehagidla, that she is have to be of consent of this. So Gemara says, my Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Yehuda, what is it referring to, the opinion of Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Yehuda? The Tanya, the Braita says, the Pasuk says, Ye'ada vehefda, Yi'ud and redemption. So Gemara says, Sarek sheyesh shehut bayom kdei pediyah. For you to be able to do Yi'ud, Yi'ud meaning using the leftover amount that she owes you, to be able to marry her, there has to be enough time during the day of redemption, of being able to redeem her. Mikan amar b'Yosef Ribidah, this is when he said, "Im yesh shahut b'yom k'di lasot imo shaveh purta mekudeshet, v'im lav eina mekudeshet." If there's enough time during the day for her to still do for him, meaning it's the last day of her 6 years, and there's 1 hour left, if there's an amount of work she can do that's worth a purta, then that's mekudeshet. If not, not mekudeshet. Alma, what do we see? Kasavar ma'ot harishonon lav lekiddushin. No, the initial money that was given was not given for kiddushin, therefore. So Gemara says, Rav Nachman bar Yitzchak amar, he says, no, afilo teima lekiddushin. No, even if you want to say that it was given for kiddushin, shani hachad amar rachmanah vehefda. Over here is different, because right after word ye'ada, it says the word vehefda. And so therefore, it must be that there has to be in a place where there's a shaveh pruta worth of work left. But he still says that it goes back. It's retroactive, and that really the initial money was given for kiddushin. Amarav Nachman, Omer Adam lebito ketana. You can say to your young daughter, "Seive kabli kiddushayich." Go and accept your kiddushin outside. Midir Yosef Rabbi Yehuda. How do we know she can do that? Lav Amar Yosef Rabbi Yehuda. Did he not say ma'ot harishanot lav the kiddushin? And knew the initial money was not given for kiddushin, but v'chimishayir ba shave pruta havu kiddushay. If you leave over for her to still do a work that's worth a pruta, that is kiddushin. He can do yi'ud with her. So hachanam elushna, over here also, they would not make any distinction. And therefore the same thing, he can tell her to go out and accept upon herself the kiddushin, because over there also she's accepting her kiddushin. So the Gemara says, avamar ava amar av nachman, hamikadesh b'milva sheyesh aleha mashkon mekudeshet. If somebody does kiddushin with a loan that has collateral on it, and he, let's say he gave a loan, and he has a collateral on that loan, and he's doing kiddushin with her on that loan. So the Gemara says, you're allowed to do that. Mekudesh and midir Rabbi Yosi Rabbi Yehuda. How do we know from Rabbi Yosi? Lav Amar Rabbi Yosi. Did Rabbi Yosi Rabbi Yehuda not say ma'ot harishonot lav the kiddushin? No, that the initial money was not given for kiddushin. So what do you say? Hay halavai. Must be that's considered a loan. Vehi gufa mashkoni, and she herself is viewed as the collateral. Oh, now you have a loan and a collateral. And what do we say? V'chim mishayer b'shaveh pruta miyaed havikidushin. If you leave over the amount to do work of a pruta, and he does yi'ud with her, that's considered kiddushin. So the Gemara says, hachaname loshna. So over here also, we say the same thing, that there's no distinction. And therefore, he would be able to do kiddushin with her with a loan that has collateral on it. Tan Rabbanan, flipping the Amud, the Baraita says, ketzad mitzvah yi'ud. How is the mitzvah of yi'ud taking place? Omer ada, omer la b'fnei shnayim. You say in front of two witnesses. The Girsa over here says, "Harei ad miyuedet li, harei ad mekudeshet li, harei ad meoreset li." All different languages of kiddushin. Afilu besof shesh, even at the end of the 6th year. Afilu samuch l'shkiat hachametz, right before sunset, she's about to go free. V'noheg ba minhag ishut, v'ino noheg ba minhag shifchut. Now you can accustom yourself to the minhag of marriage, and no longer the minhag of a maidservant. That's it. Even if there's 1 minute left before Shekia. So the Gemara says, different opinion. Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Im yesh shehut bayom kedei lasot nimo shaveh pruta mekudeshet, v'im lav eina mekudeshet. There has to be enough time to still for her to do work for him that's worth a pruta. Only then is kiddushin. Otherwise, it's not considered kiddushin. So the Gemara says, Mashal le'omer le'isha, itkachili me'achshav l'achar shoshim yom. That's a parable to a person who says to a woman, marry me, do kiddushin with me now, or take kiddushin from me from now for after 30 days from now. So what do we say? Uba acher v'kiddusha b'toch shoshim yom. If let's say somebody else comes within 30 days and does kiddushin with her, he said, do kiddushin with me now, that will take place after 30 days. From now for after 30 days. And someone else came and did kiddushin within those 30 days, she mekudeshet l'rishon. She is mekudeshet for the first person, to the first person. So the Gemara says, hold on, what do you mean this is a parable? What are we learning from this? Meaning, who is this proving? So, mashal liman, Who is it a parable to? And what is it coming to teach? Maybe it's coming to say it's a parable for Rabbi Yossi, that it's retroactive. Where it says, he said, it's only mekudeshet if there's enough time to do kiddushin, to work for him another worth of a shaveh pruta. And if not, that's not mekudeshet. It's not retroactive. It doesn't go back. It's from now. If I have enough time left to do work shaveh pruta, yi'ud counts. If not, not. That's not what he said. The mashal was saying it goes back from now for after 30 days from now. So the Gemara says, it must be Amar Ravacha Brei Derava, Mashal Rabbanan. It's coming to teach the opinion of the Rabbanan that we said that Ma'ot HaRishonot, they go for Kiddushin. The initial money that was given is going for Kiddushin. And that's what it's coming to prove. Rashi says, Midivrei Chachamim Anu Lemedin, the Amre Afilu En Shehut. Even if there's no time in the day left to do work, the Kasavri Lekach Ninu Ma'ot HaRishonot, because that's why the initial money was given for. It was given for Kiddushin. If it wasn't for then what are you starting with? It must be that if there's no time left, it must be we're going based on the retroactively the money that was given at first for Kiddushin, and therefore that's considered for Kiddushin. It's going like Rabbanan. And when it says Pshita, it's obvious. What's the Chidush over here? It's obvious that we're able to learn this. So when it says Ma'udu Tema, I would have thought to say Ha lo amar le me'achshav. In that case, he didn't say from now. Didn't say the word from now. Look at Rashi. Le'av. Didn't say to the father, Hai Adon. The master didn't say, Me'achshav, from now. And when he acquired her, he's not saying, from now I'm taking her for Kiddushin. No. V'telav minei, da'afilu lo perish me'achshav. I would have thought that even if you don't say the word from now, that I'm doing Kiddushin with you from now, for after 30 days from now. So if you don't say the word from now, it sounds like I would have thought that even that, the Kiddushin takes effect from now. The Gemara says, Kamashmalan. No, it's coming to teach us that no, you have to say the word Me'achshav, from now. You have to say Me'achshav achar shloshim yom, from now, and for after 30 days from now, meaning, okay, I'm giving you this kiddushin from now, we're going to be married, but taking effect afterwards. But right now, it's going to be working retroactively from now, because he said the word Me'achshav, and it has to be that you said the word Me'achshav for it to take effect. Okay, we'll look at one more Rashi. Rashi says about the Dibor Matchil, Me'achshav achar shloshim yom, Mekudesha l'rishon da'achi kamar la. This is what he's saying to her. Me'ata. What he means by from now it'll take effect for after 30 days, he means I'm giving you this money now and it will take effect if I decide so by the end of these 30 days. Meaning I have after 30 days to decide if I want it to take effect retroactively. That's the power that he has to do Kiddushin, is to go backwards and say, I'm giving you money now as Kiddushin from now, that for after 30 days I can decide then that it will take effect now. That's the chidush that is coming to teach. Okay, we'll stop there for today. Do a quick 1 minute recap.
And see if somebody come within the right?
No, the first one is kiddushin. First one is kiddushin. So we start on Yerchanan Mubet with the topic of Yi'ud, if it does Nisuin or Erusin. We tried to say that maybe it does Erusin, and we said, no, maybe it's Nisuin. And we said, no, how can it make sense that it makes Nisuin? Nisuin, that it leaves the father's jurisdiction altogether. He's not going to be able to sell her afterwards. And so therefore, we ended by saying that actually it's going according to Rabbi Eliezer and so on and so forth. Part number two of the daf was yi'ud for a katan. Can you do yi'ud for your young child? That was the Gemara's question. Let's say someone has a young child, a katan. He wants to give the maidservant over to his young child for yi'ud. Right? And we said that no, ein yi'ud el begadol, ein yi'ud el bemidat, has to be for an adult and someone who was giving consent. Part number three of the daf was a topic of a mikadesh mimilvash yesh alayah maskon. Someone is doing kiddushin with a loan that has collateral on it. With that, we said you're allowed to do kiddushin in that regard. And the last thing was, what is the, how is the mitzvah of yi'ud? Right? And this is where we had the machloket, if it's you're able to do yi'ud, even if there's no time left for him to work, because we say the initial money that was given was for kiddushin. Or we say, like Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Yudah, that no, there has to be enough time left in the 6 years for her to still do work for him. That's worth a pruta. And therefore, if there is enough time, kiddushin takes effect. And if not, then not. Because he says, ma'ot harishonot, lav the kiddushin. You know, the first money that was given was not for kiddushin. Baruch Adonai l'olam. Amen ve'amen.